Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
I want to talk about parent lies for a second. I think every parent has, told a couple of white lies to stop their kid from badly behaving, stop their kid from messing around with something. they wouldn't grow up to find out that it was an obvious lie. I mean, my parents did it all the time. I mean, maybe not intentionally, but they used to. Just the little lies like, oh, if you eat too much watermelon seeds, then a watermelon will grow inside you. I don't even know why that was the that was a lie. One they got my brother with, which is awesome, was the seatbelts in the car. So I think my older brother may have misinterpreted what Mum said. He thought that if you took your seatbelt off, or if the car was moving and not everyone had their seatbelts on, that the car would crash. That you'd have an accident if you didn't have your seatbelt on. Not quite the case. A lot of parents do the old, the car's not moving, what's wrong? Oh, that not everyone has their seatbelts on. That old trick, oldest trick in the book, that's a little bit of a parent lie. But I found a treasure trove of parent lies online, and I love them. I love all of these. My mum used to tell us that our Nintendo needed to cool down for a while if we'd been playing it too long. Genius. Maybe I'm giving some parents some ideas here for lies. There was one that I saw. The bedroom lights had to be out by 9 p.m. because their parents told them the police drive by every night making sure the kids are asleep. This person says, I always asked her why she was allowed to have her lights on because she stayed up later than 9 p.m. almost every night. And she said her room faces the main road so it can stay on. A lot of other people are using that one as well, apparently. Someone said their mum told them having the glove box open in the car would slow it down. And my favourite one ever, if the ice cream truck that came around the neighborhoods, if that was playing music, that meant that it had run out of ice cream. Genius. Absolute genius. Andy from Wakery, you've got a parent's lie for us?
Yeah. I've got two sisters. So the three of us kids, apparently, when we were little, were just like radars as soon as Mum and Dad would open a packet or something. And we'd always think, if they were having lollies or a chocolate bar while they're watching TV, we'd come racing in. And we always got told everything that they were having, they'd be like, oh, it's medicine. It's yucky. You wouldn't like it.
No.
Just anything they were eating. Oh, it's medicine. And us kids would be like, okay, fine.
Did you suddenly one day discover that Tim Tams were actually delicious and not medicine? We're like, Mom, what the hell?
Yeah. I think we're all talking about it when we're like a little bit older, maybe sort of, 10 or 12 or something. And then I think we said, like, Mum and Dad, you guys have a lot of medicine. Are you always sick? And they're like, no.